John Pitts doesn't like boring meetings. He even wrote a book on the subject. Today he's here in our studio to inspire you to have more entertaining meetings. Hopefully he doesn't bore you. Hi John, welcome in our studio.
Hi there, good to be here, man, thanks.
You wrote the book, Boring Meetings Suck. Why is that?
Why? I think because we all relate to it. We instantly understand just by the very nature of the title of all the boring, ineffective meetings that suck the time, the energy, the creativity, and even the profit out of our organizations. And something had to be done.
So, but what do you do then to make it more entertaining and not boring? Or,
well, I mean, results-driven meetings are what we're all after. I mean, meetings aren't the problem. I mean, we all are going to go to meetings. They collaborate. We inspire ideas. But the problem is those ones that get no results, have no energy, and really it comes down to engagement level. How can we get people to engage out of the gate? How can we get people to participate and willing to participate when they come in the door? And some of that's easier said than done, but I certainly give some, you know, good ideas and strategies on how to make that happen.
Well, I'm very curious. How do you do that?
Perfect leading question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, now there's variables. I mean, obviously there's meetings and small scales in office, and there's the large professionally driven meetings. Mm-hmm. So there's always different ways and examples depending on your meeting environment.
But maybe let's start with the small ones.
Okay. And take your everyday office meeting. You know, throughout the book, I call them SRDs. They're like the nuggets of information, the things you can use quickly to use, you know, effectively and efficiently. SRDs are suckification reduction devices.
Well, I wrote that one down on my card over here.
So I'll give you a very useful quick SRD for some simple meeting engagement. Yeah. Oftentimes, people will send in the agenda. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the agenda. I want to see, as an SRD, I want to see an outcome statement from a meeting. I want to know, here's what we're coming to do, but I also want to know a one sentence, after this meeting, what will we have accomplished?
Can you give an example of that?
Oh, absolutely. Like, for this interview, the mission is, we're going to share some ideas about event planning and talk about boring meetings suck. The outcome, I want your viewers, your listeners, to walk away from this with two ideas that they can use today when they're planning their next meeting.
Well, share the two ideas so we have that.
Absolutely. No, I got plenty of them, sure. Like this, mission and outcome. That would be SRD number one. If you're using, I don't know what, you know, if it's a Lotus from an IBM or a Microsoft Outlook or whatever email package, in your meeting invitation, every meeting invite should have the mission, why we're having the meeting. But the second sentence is, when we walk out the door, what will we have accomplished? And it provides value in two ways. It makes the facilitator actually think about the meeting. And me as a recipient, if I can look at that outcome statement and I don't see where I'm going to add value, then decline it. Politely say, you know, I'm happy with the decisions you make and my team is ready to implement them, but help you get out of more meetings rather than sit through some meeting that you really don't belong in the beginning.
Yeah, the biggest problem I notice in a lot of companies is you have a meeting and then another meeting about the first meeting because you didn't make a decision and so on and so on.
Well, those are do-over meetings. We have them all the time, all the time.
Yeah. Okay, but now we've been talking about the small meetings, and there it's okay, if you work smart with them, everybody can understand, but doesn't get any more difficult if you start looking at big events?
Kevin, big events are on a different scale because you got a lot of different people from a lot of different organizations and expertise levels. And I think the number one thing is about engagement. How can we engage these people even before they come to that conference or event? And a lot of meeting planners and events do a very good job at it. You want to engage from a social media standpoint. You want your speakers or presenters maybe doing video clips ahead of time to get people emotionally hooked so they somewhat know what to expect and have an idea where they want to go ahead of time. And if we look at, I mean, Gallup polls still, it's 19% of people are actively disengaged in meetings or events or in their work.
That's an impressive number, yeah.
It's scary is what it is. And the other element of it is, and this isn't me, this is neuroscience. It's been proved that people retain and recall information. Two of the top three ways relate to emotion and novelty. How can these people have fun in their learning, and how can these people have an emotion tied to the learning rather than talking heads with PowerPoint slides day after day after day.
But how do you implement that idea in a real-time conference?
In a real-time conference, it's difficult because sometimes you can't control your speakers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, on a professional speaker note, there's benefits because they're proven most of the time in what they do and they have expertise. And I've worked with many, you know, in terms of coaching speakers or presenters who maybe aren't on the professional circuit, which is fine because most people aren't. But meeting people where they're comfortable and taking, if they do use that presentation media, lose some of the words, use videos, use photos, use these images that capture an emotion while you present the information instead of everyone reading, you know, from a presentation.
Yeah, the slides with only bullets. And
oh, and you know, we see it every day and everyone still does it. And it's like, when is that going to ever go away?
But what about then the video conferencing like we are doing right now?
Sure.
Does it also bring some new insights in how to handle and make those meetings efficient?
It can. And it's interesting because I get asked this question often. And I think, you know, webinars and online meetings, I mean, if you have a bad meeting in person, mm-hmm. your online meeting is going to be awful. It's exponentially worse.
Yeah.
And large meeting and events, I think it's neat because I've Skyped into meetings such as this, and you can have a 15-20 minute segment with an industry expert, but you've got to really facilitate it very, very well. The moment you have the downtime or the moment there's that small talk doesn't work so well in webinar and online mm-hmm. meetings. You've got to have a great facilitated and targeted approach to that.
So to conclude with, John, if you could give our viewers one last tip, what should that be?
One last tip? One of my new favorite SRDs that is getting a lot of attention and people love, I call the phone stack. And again, the SRD was suckification reduction device. But the phone stack is, you know, that challenge in a small meeting environment in which, you know, everyone wonders, why are people emailing? Why are we texting? We can't tell people to put their phones away. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So the phone stack works like this. Say you need 5 minutes or 10 minutes of focus time, no phones. Mm-hmm. Anyone in that meeting can call phone stack. And you got to take all your mobile devices, all your phones, and you stack them in the center of the table. And they stay there until you finish that idea you want to discuss or until that stack of phones falls over because of all the vibrations from the texts, the emails, and everything coming in. Finish the item, that's great. If the person pulls it out before the phone stack is finished, then that person is buying drinks that night or breakfast the next morning for the rest of the team.
Well, that's a great idea. John, I would really like to thank you for calling in today.
Hey, it was a privilege and a thrill. So nice to meet you and all of your viewers.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.